اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of this program. I'm really glad to be with you, as always.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. And after it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, a prominent master of Quran recitation, which was born in Egypt in 1905 and passed away in 1978 at the age of 73. He is entitled Malikul Qurra, which means the king of reciters. He had a unique style. He employed Arabic maqamat or melodies to illustrate the words of Allah to the listener, and he moved easily between maqamat and never went off tune. Many famous reciters were influenced by the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, such as Sheikh Hamdi Zamil, Sheikh Raghib Mustafa Galwash, and Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, really likes the recitations of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, and he has advised Quran reciters to follow his style. Now, dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail reciting verses 41 to 45 of Surah Al-Qaf. Let's enjoy it.
واستمع يوم ينادي المناد من مكان قريب يوم يسمعون صيحة بالحق ذلك يوم الخروج إنا نحن نحيي ونميت وإلينا المصير يوم تشقق الأرض عنهم حشر علينا يسير
Dear friends, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 41 to 45 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just like you said at the beginning, while you were introducing Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, he is known as Malikul Qurra. And of course, he has some other titles such as Akbarul Qurra, the greatest reciter, or the greatest of reciters. And there are different reasons for this, that he is known as Akbarul Qurra. The first reason is the way that he uses the maqamat. He plays around with the maqamat, the melodies, the tones, the intonation, in order to convey the meaning. And another reason is his unique style. Okay?
Yes.
He also has good tajweed, like most Egyptian reciters. But the main reason is his lahn. We have two concepts in Quran recitation. We have saut, which means good voice, having a good voice, and, you know, reciting the Quran, not going off tune. This is saut, and having a, you know, the nature of your voice being beautiful. Yes. This is part of saut, something that is inborn. It's God-given. Some reciters just, you know, inherently they have a really good voice.
Like Abdul Basit.
Exactly. Or, for example, Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan also had a very good voice. But Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, he does not have a clear and, you know, smooth voice compared to Abdul Basit. But his lahn, his way of using the maqamat, okay, because there are different ways that you can use the maqamat. You could just, you know, use the maqamat in a simple way. But Mustafa Ismail, he...
combines.
No, he uses it in a very intricate and complicated way, which makes it really beautiful. But at the same time, it's easy to learn and imitate the style of Mustafa Ismail, you know. It's called Sahlul Mumtani'a. It means it's easy to learn, but very difficult to master. Okay, this is the style of Mustafa Ismail. And we see that a lot of Egyptian reciters have followed his style. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَ. The sod has isti'la. Just like Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, he pronounced the sod very clearly and correctly. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ الصَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ. The sod has to be pronounced with thickness, okay? You have to pronounce it thickly, heavily. And in order to do this, the root of the tongue is raised and also the mouth opens vertically. As-sayha.
So the place of articulation of seen and sod are the same, is the same.
Exactly, that's another point. Seen and sod, they have the exact same place of articulation, but their manner of articulation and the shape of the tongue is different for pronouncing sod. The place of articulation is the same. The tip of the tongue is in the same place. It's behind the lower front teeth, right?
And the head of the tongue.
And the head of the tongue makes a narrow passage.
Yeah.
And whenever the airflow moves through this passage, the sound, the hissing or the whistling sound of Sin, Sad, and Zay is heard. So just pronounce a Sin with Tafkhim and you have a Sad automatically. A Sayha. And another thing that was really good about the way that he read this verse was بالحق. The Qaf has Tashdeed, has Shadda. And so you have to pronounce it with intensity, with emphasis. And also it has qalqala. Yes. So you have to do both, with both shadda, the tashdeed, and also qalqala. So how do we do this? You hold the first qaf without releasing it. You release the second qaf with qalqala.
Haqq.
Bil haqq. Okay. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. And by the way, Sheikh Mustafa Ismail is reciting the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza because of the sects that he does. Some people might think that these reciters who use different riwayahs are reciting the Quran incorrectly. Because when they look at the Quran, they see that, okay, this word has this haraka, why is it that they're reading it with another haraka, for example? This is not a mistake. This is a different riwayah.
Yes. Okay.
We have different Qurans, okay, with different riwayahs. So the Quran that we have, most of us have, is the riwayah of Hafs and Asim. There are scripts and copies of the Quran with the riwayah, or there may be copies of the Quran in the riwayah of Khalaf and Hamza, which Sheikh Mustafa Ismail is reciting.
You mean they are different? The harakas are different? The meanings
sometimes
are different?
No. The harak, for example, one haraka that was different here was alayhum. In Khalaf and Hamza, instead of saying alayhim, he recites it alayhum.
So the difference is a slight.
No, it doesn't make a difference in the meaning most of the time, okay? But sometimes we have different harakas. For example, sometimes we have tashdeed. Sometimes you don't have tashdeed. These are some differences. But essentially, the meaning is the same.
Yeah.
And we also know this through the sects. يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ or وَمَا أَنْتَ. These are sects, which means you make a pause
in the airflow without taking breath.
Without taking a breath. So this happens whenever you have a saken letter followed by a hamza. Or whenever you have a long vowel followed by a hamza. This is optional. In this case, it's optional. Whenever you have a long vowel followed by a hamza.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. And thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأشواق